Jesse took the box from Kayla. "Sure," she said. "The glass bins are over here," she told Chad. But Chad just stood there. Kayla went back to work in her shed. Jesse and Benny began dropping the bottles and jars into the correct bins. Benny stood on his tiptoes and looked into the bin for brown glass. Still, he could barely see over the top. Jesse laughed. "Here's a wooden box to stand on," she said. She turned the box over and put it down near Benny.
"I see a plastic bottle," said Benny. "It doesn't belong with glass."
Benny stood on his tiptoes on the wooden box, but he still wasn't tall enough to reach inside the bin.
"Here," said Jesse. "I can reach it."
She reached into the bin for brown glass and pulled out a plastic bottle. The green label read Doo-Dah-Tea. Benny knew that the green label meant the tea was mint-flavored. Benny took the bottle from Jesse and walked over to the plastics bin. He threw the bottle into the bin.
"The bottle was in the wrong place," Benny said to Chad. "Somebody threw plastic into the dumpster for brown glass."
Chad suddenly looked interested.
"What?"
he asked.
"What did you just say?"
Benny repeated what he had said.
"Hmm," said Chad. "That could be it. It could be in the wrong place."
"What could be in the wrong place?"
Jesse asked.
"Hmm,"
said Chad again. He didn't say anything else.
"Are you ready to help recycle now?"
Benny asked.
"No," snapped Chad. "I have something else to do."
Jesse and Benny watched Chad walk away. He didn't say goodbye to them. He didn't say goodbye to Violet or Henry either when he walked past where they were working.
"What a grump," said Jesse.
"Maybe he's just hungry," said Benny.
Jesse laughed.
"Oh, Benny," she said. "I don't need a watch when you're around, do I?"
"Why not?"
asked her brother.
"Because when you're hungry in the middle of the day, I know it's time for lunch."
The children finished sorting recycled materials and rode their bikes home along the bike path. As they were pedaling, Violet heard footsteps behind them. She could tell they were the footsteps of someone running very fast. Before Violet could even turn around to see who was running, she heard somebody say,
"Hi, Benny. Hi, Violet. Hi, Jesse and Henry."
It was Ethan. He waved his hand as he raced past them. Violet saw that today Ethan was wearing shorts and a tank top.
"Ethan sure can run fast,"
said Benny as he pedaled his bike.
"Yes," said Jesse. "I'll bet he runs track. That looked like a track uniform he was wearing."
When they arrived back home, the children propped their bikes against the garage and walked into the sun porch. Benny patted the big green frog and looked up at his bull pinata, which Henry had hung.